Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Suriano. Let me begin by wishing all of our listeners a very happy Easter. Easter is truly a joyful occasion. And we'll talk more about Easter later in today's show, but first, let me ask you, did you have time to pray this week? There is nothing more important than prayer because it's through prayer that we can build a relationship with Jesus. Praying to the Lord at least once a day lets Jesus know that we believe in Him, trust Him, and most importantly, love Him. The more we pray, the stronger our relationship becomes, letting us live a life free of worry, fear, or anxiety. I have often mentioned how for too many years I had very little faith. That was mainly because I did not understand the value of prayer and how important it is. I was blessed because of a series of events that took place in my life 14 years ago, which led me to Jesus. And today my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about let Jesus lead. And when we allow Jesus to take charge of our lives, we find ourselves living a life full of peace and contentment. Because when we give control of ourselves to Jesus, we eliminate all the stress and worries in our lives. On today's show, we will speak about keeping faith simple. I remember when I was struggling with my faith and I would try to figure out why and what I needed to do. On occasion, I would speak with a priest or a religious friend or tune into a religious program. Unfortunately, instead of getting to the root of the problem, I would get lectures or speeches with Bible quotes, the godly laws we are supposed to follow, and it always ended with the phrase, "Otherwise you will go to hell." Well, at that time, for someone who had very little faith, it never worked. I learned many years later, after I found my faith, that too often some of us get too caught up in the rules and the rituals without having what matters most, a place in our hearts for Jesus. In essence, a real connection with the Lord. We can recite written prayers, read the Bible, and quote scripture all we want, but unless we have a true connection with the Lord, we are wasting our time. Now let me be clear, I am not saying the written prayers and knowing the Bible are wrong, that's fine, but it's not enough. What is important is that we connect with Jesus, which can only happen with prayer. We must talk with Jesus as often as we can, again through prayer, and when it comes down to it, we only need to concern ourselves with two things. First, we must love God and we must love Jesus, His only Son. We must also love everyone and ourselves. Secondly, follow the golden rule, which is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We must concentrate on these two things, and frankly, it is keeping our faith simple. Yes, we need to know and obey the Ten Commandments, but when we break them down, when we love God and His Son, we are obeying the first commandment. And if we do, we will not take His name in vain, which is the second commandment. If we go to church as we should, we are obeying the third commandment, and when we follow the golden rule, we wind up obeying the rest of the commandments. So that is keeping faith simple. We have all read the Bible phrase, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." When we have Jesus in our hearts, love God, our neighbors, and ourselves, and follow the golden rule, we are walking by faith and leading a happier life. Understanding our faith is another step in living life as a Christian. Talking more about today's topic, keeping faith simple, tells us that we can enjoy our faith and not worry about getting bogged down with thinking that we are not being good Christians. When Jesus walked the earth, what did He do? He loved everyone. He forgave everyone and He prayed. Yes, He performed miracles, but except for that, We can follow His way by loving God and everyone, and when we follow the golden rule, we are living as Jesus lived, treating everyone with love, respect, kindness, and compassion. I am not saying we shouldn't do our best to learn as much as we can about our faith and to try to understand it, but what I am saying is to do the best we can and never worry that we are not Christian enough because perhaps we don't read the Bible every day. The Bible is important, and we can learn a lot from it, but what matters most is that we have a place for Jesus in our hearts 24/7. And when we continue to thank Him for what we have and to show Him we love Him, after that, everything falls right into place. Keeping our faith simple can work by showing God our love for Him and others and practicing the golden rule. The first song I'm going to play today ties nicely into today's theme. The song is called He is Lord. In the verses, we hear about the doubts and lack of faith I had before I found Jesus. Then in the chorus, my understanding and accepting Jesus and our Lord. The words in the chorus are, He is Lord, He shows the way. Through Him someday we shall be saved. He is Lord, He is the truth. You please us, Jesus. He is Lord, the Son of Man, who shows us all through Him we can. Adored, He is Lord. Please listen now to my song, He is Lord.
Son of man, who You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
As we continue speaking about keeping our faith simple, what matters most for our faith is prayer. When we open up to Jesus through prayer, thank Him for all we have, and let Him know how much we love Him, we are doing exactly what every Christian needs to do. When we pray to Jesus, it should never be a quick, can't wait to get this over with session. With a couple of fast Hail Marys and maybe an Our Father, yes, they are important prayers. But if we rattle off the words without any thought or feeling of the Lord in our hearts, they mean nothing. But when we speak directly to Jesus and talk to Him like He is our best friend, we are now building a strong and meaningful relationship with Him, and that's what matters the most. In just about every profession, we have experts as well as those who enjoy it for love. The famous chef who studied for years and worked their way up to a prestigious career cooking for only the finest restaurants and famous guests is no match for the person who on a Sunday decides to experiment with a new recipe because they love cooking. Most of us are that person who loves to cook but doesn't attempt to be the world's next best chef when it comes to our faith. But for most of us, faith is not a profession. It is a way of life that we choose to follow. We can listen and learn from the scholars, and when we do, we should do our best to understand what they are telling us. Many times we will, and sometimes we may not, or we may have a different opinion. That's fine, because as long as we pray at least once every day, we are thankful for what we have and show Jesus we love Him, we are keeping our faith simple, but we do have faith. Also, when praying, we must pray for others, praying for those we know who are ill, perhaps dealing with a serious medical issue or who may be in need of some assistance is part of our faith. Praying for those who may be having family problems or for those we know who are not close to the Lord, but we wish to help them is also part of our faith. But once again, we pray for these people because we love them and as part of the golden rule. If we were afflicted with a serious illness or very much in need of something, we would hope they would pray for us. So loving God and everyone and following the golden rule and engaging in prayer is keeping our faith simple. So as we go through our week, remember that there is nothing more important than prayer, and be sure to pray often. Understanding the importance of prayer is another important part of living life as a Christian. Speaking more about today's topic, keeping our faith simple, tells us that each of us are in control of our faith. But as long as we love God, our neighbors, and ourselves, and follow the golden rule, we will have plenty of faith, for faith is not something anyone can measure. In the Bible it says, Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Think about that Bible verse. If even there were a way of saying to keep our faith simple, that Bible verse is it. God wants us to love Him and everyone, and as Christians, to always put the needs of others first. When we show our love and follow the golden rule, we are pleasing the Lord because we are showing Him that we do have faith. The next song I'm going to play is a praise and worship song called "Praise the Lord, O My Soul." This song has a simple message. We need to be thankful for all we have and praise our God for His kindness and mercy. The song has an upbeat and catchy melody that often has people singing along when played in concert. Please listen now to my song, "Praise the Lord, O My Soul."
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Today is Easter Sunday. The significance of Easter is the resurrection of our Lord, which is what our Christian faith is based on. On Good Friday, Jesus died on the cross, and 3 days later, on Easter Sunday, it was discovered that his tomb was empty. Soon after, Mary Magdalene sees Jesus and realizes that he is alive. But Jesus maintains a low profile, and only a few people, most of the apostles, over a period of days can see him. Why? Because only those who truly believe that Jesus rose from the dead are those who can call themselves Christian. Easter is a joyful occasion, and all Christians recognize this day as a day God has brought back his Son to life to show those who believe that there is nothing impossible for our God and how much he loves us that he sent his only Son to die for our sins on the cross. The psalm for today is Psalm 118. This is the day the Lord has made. This psalm tells us that each day is a rich and precious gift from God. We must treasure each day and not be anxious for tomorrow. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 118. This is the day the Lord has made.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. This is the day the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, his mercy. Exalted.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, A Basket Full of Easter Inspiration by Harry Hill. Excuse me, said the young man standing awkwardly at the open church door. I'm here to pick up an Easter basket for my daughter. Am I in the right place? Well, we have baskets, but they're not Easter baskets for kids. They're food baskets, I explained. That morning, I had arrived early at St. Michael's Episcopal Church here in Carmichael, California, to help distribute the baskets to needy families for Easter. To make sure everyone was taken care of, we had handed out numbers to the recipients that matched the basket they were supposed to receive. Each one contained a full Easter dinner, a whole ham, potatoes, bread, vegetables, and a pie, plus enough staples to help feed a family for a week. Why don't you come in? I offered the man. He looked disappointed. He shook his head and peered over his shoulder. I can't. My daughter is waiting for me in the car, he said. He gave her a little wave and turned back toward me. I'm grateful for the food, but when I heard you were giving away baskets for Easter, well, I thought they would be Easter baskets for children, he continued. I promised my daughter one. He glanced over his shoulder again. I left her in the car because I wanted to surprise her. I felt bad, but there was nothing we could do. Our volunteers had put together food baskets, not Easter ones. We didn't have the means to make up anything else. The man handed me his number, and I walked over to where the baskets were waiting for pickup. A bulge in one of the baskets caught my eye. What is that? I wondered. Leaning in and looking more closely, I could see, unmistakably, an Easter basket filled with an assortment of candy and Easter eggs, wrapped with ribbons and tucked inside with the food. One of the volunteers must have added it by mistake, I thought. Then I looked at the man's number in my hand. Well, I'll be. Happy Easter, I said to the man, handing him the only food basket with an Easter basket inside, the very same basket with his number on it. Someone knew just what you needed. Someone sure did. Well, that's all the time we have today, but thank you for tuning in to this episode of Let Go and Let God. We are pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Remember to reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go.